Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tay Talks Positivity. This is your girl, Tay, ready to help you get your week started with some positive vibes and good energy. Now, you all know that for the most part, I like to try to keep things positive and keep things light and focus on things of the positive nature. But I'm also a firm believer that sometimes we have to shed off some of those dark layers in order to focus on the light. You ever go through those moments when you're sitting in the house and you have the curtains still closed? Maybe you still have the TV off or it's on and you're not really watching it. It's more than likely the middle of the day, but you can't tell by looking around the room because the blackout curtains you have aren't letting any of the sunlight in. I don't know how anyone else feels when they're in a room that just looks dark and gloomy, but for me, myself, I get this overwhelming feeling. And then my anxiety starts to kick in. And anybody that suffers from anxiety, I know you know how that feels. You start to think about things that aren't even a factor in that moment. Your mind starts to make situations that aren't really there, and you start to double guess this and that, and you just end up going over a cliff. But instead of following that feeling and letting it take over and letting yourself stay in that space, or for me, myself, what I do in that situation is I pull back the curtains and I try to let the sunlight come in to lighten the room. And once I let the sunlight in and that dark and gloomy feeling is gone, I almost feel a sense of relief. Like, just the fact that the natural light has come in and that the curtains aren't keeping it out anymore and the sun is radiating into the room, and it kind of changes my mood from what could have been something negative into something positive. With this podcast, I try to encourage others to spread positivity to people whose paths we cross, who may have a little trouble pulling back the curtains or shedding off the layers that they could be carrying around with them. But there's only so much you can do to try to help change the way other people think. Recently, I had a friend that just seemed like the only thing they could see was bad. Like, I mean, everything was just negative. No matter how much I tried my best to find a silver lining, no matter what they tossed at me and no matter what they vented about, I would always try to show them the light in a situation, but it just wouldn't help. Now, before anybody thinks it, trust me, when somebody is venting or they're trying to get some stuff that's off their chest, I try my best to never discourage that person's feelings. I listen to them. I let them vent. No matter what a person is complaining about, sometimes there's honestly no right or wrong in a situation. No matter what we may think, there's always some sort of justification for how a person feels about what they're going through. Let me speak with y'all hypothetically for a moment. Let's say you have a friend that comes to you and they're upset because their boyfriend that you already warned them about and told them not to get mixed up with, because you told them how they get down and what type of person they are, but they find out that he's been creeping around and he's been cheating with somebody else. She found out and now she's hurt. Even though you gave her the heads up and told her what kind of person he is, she still decided to pursue the relationship with him. And she ended up falling for the dude. Now, if the old me was sitting there listening to her go on and on about the fact that she saw messages in his phone between him and some girl that he had been texting and talking to for at least the past month, the first thing that would have came out of my mouth would have been, I tried to tell you not to fuck with his ass, but you wanted to go ahead and deal with him. I told you he was no good. I told you he was a cheater. I told you he was dirty. I told you he wasn't nothing but a fuckboy. Now that you said all of that, tell me, what exactly does saying that to her do for her in that moment? Other than that I told you so feeling, what did that do for your friend? It definitely didn't help her. 9 times out of 10, she already feels like shit because of how he made her feel. Also because she didn't listen to the advice that you tried to give her. Responding to her that way is just like rubbing salt on an open wound. But if you take yourself and your feelings out of a situation that literally has nothing to do with you, and simply just be there for your friend and listen, you can actually be the light that your friend needs in a moment of darkness and vulnerability. The new me that tries my best to think before I open my mouth, and when I say try, trust me, I try. I'm not perfect. So I would just try my best to be there for my friend. I would let her know that I don't blame her for being upset, because at the end of the day, regardless of what you've, regardless of her already having the one up on him and knowing that he was a dog already, she still allowed herself to feel for him. And at the end of the day, it's not like she gave him permission to go out and do what he did. She genuinely expected him to be her man and hers alone. And he betrayed that trust and he hurt her. But have you ever tried to be there for someone? Have you ever tried to be the light at the end of the tunnel for someone, but it seems like no matter what you say or what you do, they always seem to find nothing but something negative to say? I've sadly come to the realization that everybody is not in a space where they are ready to receive your energy. Now, in that case, what do? I noticed one person, no matter how much I try to always point out the positive in anything that they may be going through, they always have a rebuttal for every single thing I say. On everything. It's like they honestly just choose to be miserable. Now, I'm still trying my best to learn how to deal with people like this. I hate to say that I want to give up on them and just allow them to be miserable by themselves, but there's something in me that won't let me give up on them so easily. Now, I ain't no fool either. I'm not going to keep pushing somebody to see something that they're not ready to see. Because in all honesty, there's something you can't do. A person has to be willing to receive what you're giving them. I know this one person, and I see them often throughout the week. But when I see them, I can always tell by their body language exactly what kind of mood they're in, exactly what I'm about to get from them that day. And I try to let people know that I'm always there in case they need somebody to talk to. I know what it's like to feel like you don't have anybody to talk to. So I always try to be that safe space for people. So a lot more often than usual lately, when I see this person, they always seem to just have like this feeling of heaviness surrounding them. So I'll ask them, hey, penny for your thoughts, or I'll ask them, is everything all right? And Like most people, when somebody asks us questions like that, and I get it because I've been and I still am guilty of doing this, I'll say everything's all right, everything good, or I'll say no need in complaining. I'm not, or I won't complain, but you can tell something's wrong. Now, I try to give people that open space. Everyone knows the type of person I am. If I'm asking you, it's because lay it on me. Like, I'm here if you need a response, you don't want a response, that's what I'm for. But I'm not going to be the type of person that's going to continuously ask and continuously pry. I'll give you tops two, maybe three if I'm feeling frothy that day, times to ask you, is everything okay? Before I just say, all right, fine, leave it be. Sometimes you have to learn when to stop caring for someone who doesn't care enough for themselves, so to speak. And I don't want to sound negative when I say that, but you just can't help everybody because they're not in a place where they want to be helped, or they're not in a place where they're ready to be heard or shed that extra layer of skin, or to pull back that curtain of hurt and let somebody else in. And in that moment, that's when you have to realize that sometimes it's okay to let people be who they are, and realize that everybody can't be helped. And that's when you have to realize that self-care has to start taking precedence over being there for others. Just like spreading positivity and trying to have your good vibes rub off onto other people. Sometimes people's negativity, and I used to say this at the end of other episodes, sometimes somebody negative or a negative situation will come along and it'll bring that dampering in on your mood. Like, if a person is constantly being negative and constantly giving you just negative feedback, no matter how positive you try to be, that can in turn turn your positivity into something dark. And you don't want to allow that to happen. If you want to keep living that positive lifestyle that you've tried to become accustomed to, because I'm telling you, having somebody constantly having something negative to say will pull you down to a point where you start questioning, like, is the stuff I'm really saying actually real, or is what they're saying was real? It'll have you questioning the mindset. But when stuff like that happens, I pray to God, like, look, God, whatever it is at the end of the day, whatever your will is, I ask that it be done. I ask that you continue to order my steps and to lead me and guide me. Show me the person that it is that you want me to be. Allow your light and aura positivity to shine through me so that when people see me, they in turn see you. Because let me tell you, when that person that's constantly being negative while you're trying to help them see the positive in a situation, they'll have you feeling like it's about cloudy as hell outside. Like, no matter how much you try to pull back them curtains, there's no sunlight coming through. And they'll have you still feeling in that same dark and gloomy mood that you were in before you pull back the curtains and you shed those layers of everything that you had going on that was keeping you in that dark place. I've come to the realization that the only thing you can do for somebody who just doesn't seem to want to see anything but negative, the only thing you can do is pray for them. Pray that God changes their mindset and softens their heart and allow them to see the bright side of any situation, because you've done all you can do. And once you've done all you can do, you have to just lean on God and ask that God helps guide them to the place that He wants them to be in. It might not be their time, to be in that mindset of positivity. They probably got a couple more trials and tribulations that they have to go through in order for them to get to that phase in their life. We can push and we can try our best, but it's not going to happen just because we want it to happen. It has to happen because the other person wants it to happen, and it also has to happen because God is ready for it to happen for them. Now, I'm not going to keep you guys all morning or all day long, depending on what time of the day you're listening to this episode. But as always, I want to thank you all for tuning into this week's episode of Tay Talks Positivity. If I had to give an affirmation for this week's episode, it would be, I realize I can't control every situation, but all I can do is do my best in any situation. So once again, I thank you all for tuning in. I thank you all for listening. As usual, I ask that you tell a friend to tell a friend, and that they tell a friend to come over and tune in to Tay Talks Positivity Podcast. And if you or anyone that you may know feel like you have no one to go to, nobody to talk to, or you would like advice or just someone or somewhere to vent, my email for the podcast is always open. Everything is confidential. I'm the only one who has access to it. It's taytalkspositivity@gmail.com. Please feel free to write in and get anything off your chest. I don't want anybody to feel like they have no one to go to when I'm right here and I have no problem being that listening ear, that shoulder to cry on, or that person that you can vent to without any kind of judgment in return. That's taytalkspositivity@gmail.com. Now, until next time, always remember, affirm it, apply it, achieve it. This is your girl, Tay.